Vocabulary 22,000. For the advanced learners. Unit 1.
Group 1. Apprentice. Young Ben Franklin learned the printing trade by serving as an apprentice to his half-brother James. Aptitude. Eric is clumsy with tools. He has little mechanical aptitude. Craftsman. To build a house, you need the services of carpenters, bricklayers, plumbers, electricians, and several other craftsmen. Dexterity. You can't expect an apprentice to have the same dexterity as a master craftsman. Adroit. Our adroit passing enabled us to score 4 touchdowns. Ambidextrous. Jack is an ambidextrous hitter. He can bat right-handed or left-handed. Versatile. Leonardo da Vinci was remarkably versatile. He was a painter, sculptor, architect, musician, engineer, and scientist.
Group 2. Indigence. By hard work, many Americans have raised themselves from indigence to wealth. Economize. Housewives can economize by buying their milk in gallon containers. Impoverish. The increase in dues is only 10 cents. It will not impoverish any member. Destitute. The severe earthquake killed hundreds of people and left thousands destitute. Frugal. The old man had nothing to eat but bread and cheese. Yet he offered to share this frugal meal with his visitor.
Group 3. Avarice. People who suffer from avarice spend much less and save much more than they should. Dowry. With his wife's dowry, the young attorney was able to open a law office. Means. To own an expensive home, a yacht, and a limousine, you have to be a man of means. Opulence. Dickens contrasts the opulence of France's nobility with the indigence of her peasants. Covet. Peter coveted his neighbor's farm, but could not get her to sell it. Fleece. If your brother paid $400 for that car, he was fleeced. The mechanic says it is worth $150. Hoard. Tom has a reputation as a miser who hoarded every penny he could get his hands on. Affluent. The new wing to the hospital was made possible by a gift of $500,000 from an affluent contributor. Financial. People who keep spending more than they earn usually get into financial difficulties. Lavish. The young heir was warned that he would soon have nothing left if he continued to be lavish with money. Lucrative. To run a restaurant is a lucrative business.
Group 4. Craven. A hero risks his life to help others. A craven runs from the scene. Trepidation. I thought Carol would be nervous when she made her speech, but she delivered it without trepidation. Cower. Brave men defy tyrants instead of cowering before them. Intimidate. The younger boys would not have given up the playing field so quickly if the older boys hadn't intimidated them. Apprehensive. Several apprehensive parents telephoned the school when the children were late in getting home from the museum trip. Dastardly. It was dastardly of the captain to desert the sinking vessel and leave the passengers to fend for themselves. Timid. If the other team challenges us, we should accept. Let's not be so timid.
Group 5. Exploit. Robert E. Perry won worldwide fame for his exploits as an Arctic explorer. Fortitude. The captain showed remarkable fortitude in continuing to lead his men despite a painful wound. Audacious. Risking serious injury, the outfielder made an audacious leap against the concrete wall and caught the powerfully hit ball. After we had waited for about 20 minutes, an audacious freshman came along and tried to get in at the head of our line. Dauntless. The frightened sailors wanted to turn back, but their dauntless leader urged them to sail on. Indomitable. Columbus had an indomitable belief that he would reach land by sailing west. Plucky. Though defeated, our team put up a plucky defense against their taller and huskier opponents. Rash. When a person loses his temper, he may say or do something rash and regret it afterwards.
Group 6. Alias. Inspector Javert discovered that John Smith was not the mayor's real name, but an alias for Jean Valjean, the ex-convict. Jean Valjean, alias John Smith, was arrested by Inspector Javert. Enigma. I have read the first homework problem several times, but can't understand it. Maybe you can help me with this enigma. Lurk. General Braddock's troops, marching in columns, were easy targets for the Indians lurking behind trees. Seclude. To find a quiet place to study, Bruce had to seclude himself in the attic. Clandestine. Before the Revolutionary War, an underground organization known as the Sons of Liberty used to hold clandestine meetings in Boston. Latent. A good education will help you discover and develop your latent talents. Stealthy. The burglar must have been very stealthy if he was able to get past the two watchmen without being noticed.
Group 7. Avowal. The white flag of surrender is an avowal of defeat. Apprise. The magazine has apprised its readers of an increase in rates beginning January 1st. Divulge. I told my secret only to Margaret because I knew she would not divulge it. Elicit. By questioning the witness, the attorney elicited the fact that it was raining at the time of the accident. Enlighten. The new student was going in the wrong direction until someone enlightened him that his room is at the other end of the hall. Manifest. My art teacher told my parents that I had failed to manifest any interest in her subject. Overt. The teacher didn't believe that Ned was annoying me until she saw him in the overt act of pulling my hair.
Group 8. Accord. Though we are in accord on what our goals should be, we differ on the means for achieving them. Compact. The states bordering on the Delaware River have entered into a compact for the sharing of its water. Compromise. At first, the union and management were far apart on wages, but they finally came to a compromise. Exceed. When I asked my English teacher if I might change my topic, he readily acceded to my request. Conform. When a new style in clothes appears, women usually hasten to conform. Correspond. The rank of second lieutenant in the army corresponds to that of ensign in the navy. Dovetail. Gilbert's skill as a writer dovetailed Sullivan's talent as a composer, resulting in the famous Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. Reconcile. After our quarrel, my brother and I refused to talk to each other until Mother reconciled us. Relent. The mayor has banned all lawn sprinkling because of the water shortage. However, if the reservoirs fill up, he may relent somewhat. compatible. Miss Evans knows that Arthur and I can't be on the same committee. We're not compatible. Consistent. By bringing up an unrelated matter, you're not being consistent with your previous statement that we should stick to the topic.
Group 9. Altercation. The teacher halted the altercation by separating the two opponents before they could come to blows. Cleavage. Our party hopes to repair the cleavage in its ranks so that it may present a united front in the coming elections. Discord. Billy Budd put an end to the discord above the rights of man. He was an excellent peacemaker. Discrepancy. 80 students came to the dance, but only 74 tickets were collected at the door. Can you account for this discrepancy? Friction. At the budget hearing, there was considerable friction between the supporters and the opponents of higher taxes. Litigation. Some business disputes can be settled out of court. Others require litigation. Antagonize. The official antagonized the leader of his own party by accusing him of cowardice. Dissent. The vote approving the amendment was far from unanimous. 6 members dissented. Embroil. Motorists who disregard traffic regulations eventually become embroiled with the law. Estrange. A quarrel over an inheritance estranged the brothers for many years. Wrangle. When I left, 2 neighbors were quarreling noisily. When I returned an hour later, they were still wrangling. Irreconcilable. It is doubtful whether anyone can make peace between the estranged partners. They have become irreconcilable. At variance. Cynthia is an independent thinker. Her opinions are often at variance with those of the rest of the class.
Group 10. Condiment. There is a shelf in our kitchen for pepper, salt, mustard, ketchup, and other condiments. Glutton. I had a second helping and would have taken a third, except that I didn't want to be considered a glutton. Devour. The hikers were so hungry that they devoured the hamburgers as fast as they were served. Slake. On a sultry afternoon, you may find a long line of people at the drinking fountain, waiting to slake their thirst. Edible. Never eat wild mushrooms, even though they look edible. They may be poisonous. Luscious. The watermelon was very luscious. Everyone wanted another slice. Palatable. The main dish had little flavor, but I made it palatable by adding condiments. Succulent. The steak will be dry if you leave it in the oven longer. Take it out now if you want it to be succulent. Voracious. John would not be overweight if he were not such a voracious eater.
Group 11. Gamut. After the test, I thought at first I had done very well, then quite well, and finally poorly. I ran the gamut from confidence to despair. Iota. If you make the same mistake again, despite all my warnings, I will not have one iota of sympathy for you. Magnitude. Shopping for clothes can be a small matter for some, but a problem of the greatest magnitude for others. Pittance. At those low wages, few will apply for the job. Who wants to work for a pittance? Superabundance. Our committee doesn't need any more help. We have a superabundance of helpers. Inflate. Since the football has lost air, we shall need a pump to inflate it. Colossal. The game will be played in a colossal sports arena with a seating capacity of more than 60,000. Commodious. Even during change of classes, there is no crowding because the halls and stairways are commodious. Infinite. In our science lesson tomorrow, we shall consider whether space is bounded or infinite. Infinitesimal. If there is any salt in this soup, it must be infinitesimal. I can't taste it. Inordinate. Frank kept my book for such an inordinate length of time that I shall never lend him anything again. Picayune. The trouble with your studying is that you spend too much time on picayune details and not enough on the really important matters. Puny. The skyscraper dwarfs the surrounding buildings. By comparison to it, they seem puny.
Group 12. Infirmity. On leaving the hospital, the patient felt almost too weak to walk, but he soon overcame this infirmity. Debilitate. The patient had been so debilitated by the fever that he lacked the strength to sit up. Enervate. Enervated by the heat, we rested under a shady tree until our strength was restored. Incapacitate. Ruth will be absent today. She is incapacitated by a sore throat. Decadent. When industry moves away, a flourishing town may quickly become decadent. Decrepit. Bill rode past the street on a horse that looked decrepit and about to collapse. Dilapidated. Up the road was an abandoned farmhouse, partially in ruins, and near it a barn even more dilapidated. Flimsy. Judy understands algebra well, but I have only a flimsy grasp of the subject. Frail. To be an astronaut, you must be in robust health. It is not an occupation for a frail person.
Group 13. Bulwark. For centuries, the British regarded their navy as their principal bulwark against invasion. Citadel. The fortified city of Singapore was once considered unconquerable. In 1942, however, this citadel fell to the Japanese. Fort. I am better than Jack in English, but not in math. That is his fort. Vigor. The robust young pitcher performed with his usual vigor for 7 innings, but he weakened in the 8th and was removed from the game. Invigorate. If you feel enervated by the heat, try a swim in a cool ocean. It will invigorate you. Cogent. Excuses for not handing work in on time vary. Some are flimsy, as for example, I left it at home. Others are more cogent, such as a physician's note. Dynamic. If you elect Jessica, you may be sure she will present our views forcefully and energetically. She is a very dynamic speaker. Formidable. Our hopes for an easy victory sank when our opponents took the field. They were much taller and huskier, and they looked formidable. Impregnable. Before World War II, the French regarded their Maginot Line as an impregnable bulwark against a German invasion. Robust. The lifeguard was in excellent physical condition. I had never seen anyone more robust. Tenacious. After the dog got the ball, I tried to dislodge it from her tenacious jaws, but I couldn't. Vehement. Your protest was too mild. If it had been more vehement, the dealer might have paid attention to it.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点啊。